All right, let's bring in our first guest today, Lee. I am excited to have with us Captain Doug and Gayla Raitz. We met them in New York a while back, Lee. And now, this is a husband and wife. He's a pilot. She's a stewardess. And they have flown over.
Stewardess, really? Yeah. What is it, 1970?
What's wrong? You can't use that term? They don't have stewardess anymore?
No, they don't.
What's it called? Flight attendant?
Yes.
All right, well, okay, flight attendant. Anyway, 11 million miles they've flown. They have
and they have never gone down the ramp.
They never crashed. They never crashed.
They've never gone down and at the ramp.
They went
like that guy. Did you see that guy?
Oh yeah, the new the pilot last week at, for JetBlue.
Yeah,
he was a steward.
A steward.
610,000 passengers they've served. They've visited more than 54 countries. They've dined in over 6,100 restaurants around the world. They know a lot. They've drank. I think they've had more than 5 barrels of wine each. That's a lot
that's
of wine.
Just today.
Yeah. They're certified travel agents. They know about travel. If there's anyone that knows about travel, it's these two. And welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Adam and Lee. This is Captain Doug.
And this is Gayla.
Gayla and
wow,
Captain Doug.
Wow, that introduction's going to be tough to live up to.
Well, listen, I mean, if there's someone that knows about traveling, it's you guys. And I want to know, first of all, you guys, now, have you guys ever been together on the same flight? Have you ever traveled together as a team together?
How do you think they met?
Well, we actually haven't flown as crew members on the same trip. But, yes, we have flown on the same flight when we travel.
The tricky thing here is that Captain Raitz flies for one airline and I fly for another.
Oh, nice. Which one's better? Which one? You don't have to say which one, but you can tell me if Captain Doug or Gayla, which one is better?
Well, of course, I'm sorry, but I have to admit that as much as I've always wanted to fly for who I'm flying for, Captain Raitz's airline is actually better.
Oh.
Spoken, just as it should have been.
Now, Captain Doug, I don't know if you know this, but this is Dr. Fitness here, and I got to tell you, I'm not a big fan of...
He's a fear of flying.
I don't like to fly a lot. And the other thing is, I've never taken a cruise, but...
He has a fear of cruising.
No, I don't have a fear of cruising, but I have a fear of flying. Is there anything that you can
flying
tell me...
Flying to cruises.
Yeah, flying to cruises. Anything that you can... anything that you can tell me...
That'll make him feel more comfortable
That's going to make me feel like, just don't even worry about it. It's going to be fine. Because I'll tell you...
Maybe if he's your pilot, he'll let you sit on his lap during the flight.
And you know
would
what?
Would that make you feel better?
Yeah, that would be... That would feel a lot better. And now, is the problem with me, Captain Doug, is it's the initial... When we... That moment where... When they hit the engines and we're taking off, and I realize to myself, I'm like, oh, it's done. I don't have a say in if I want to go on this trip or not anymore. I'm on the air. So is there anything
well,
that you can tell
me? Well,
this
is true. But, you know, if it would make you feel any better, I feel the same way when I'm sitting in the back.
Oh,
when you're up front, the view is a whole lot better.
Right.
But to make it easier for you, I would say to you, when you come on board, go say hi to the guys. Now, they probably won't let you, and gals, sorry, we do have women pilots too, actually a fair amount of them. They're probably not going to let you sit on their laps.
Right.
But who knows? they may make you feel a lot better.
Okay, but just saying hi, just having a, that you're right, I think that may make me feel a lot better. But
you know,
now,
there's something about making just a quick personal connection instead of, these days, unfortunately, you got the door for security, and you know if you come towards the restroom, somebody's going to tell you to step back, and you never know. There may be even a passenger that's going to tackle you before you get there.
Right. Now,
it's sometimes the personal connection helps when you look him in the eye and you say, well, he probably doesn't want to die, so we'll be okay.
You know what? I think what also helped me too, Captain, is also I think if I saw the pilot – like walk around the plane, like bang it a couple of times with a hammer or like a shovel and just kind of like look around it and say, yep, you know, just looking around the outside and maybe even lifting up the top of that, the hood there and seeing how the engines work. And that, I think that might help me too. Anyway.
You must have been watching us because normally we try to do that discreetly, but
oh, okay.
You've been paying attention.
Now tell us a
they
little.
They actually do that. Not the captain, but usually the first officer. His responsibility is to do a walk around and to spot any of the items that might be or look or could be unusual or something that needs to be addressed. And then, of course, it's his responsibility to bring that up to the captain so that they can check it out even before the passengers board. while all that's going around, those of us in the back, your trusty flight attendants / 1970 stewardesses, we're in the back checking out, making sure that all of the safety features in the back are there.
Okay.
Because, you know, that is part of our responsibility, and the FAA has charged us with making sure that everyone is safe on board. And Captain Reitz, he's really concerned about his not only his crew, his passengers, his cargo, but also the equipment. So I don't think you really need to worry about that, Dr. Fitness. We've got it in hand.
You know what? I feel much better now that you just told me that. Let's get to talking about cruises. And I know you guys have traveled all over the world, and you're a big fan of cruises. But a lot of times people they go on cruises and they know that they're going to gain a ton of weight
eating lots of mediocre food.
Yeah. What do we need to know about eating on cruises? And
like, should you really eat those butter sculptures they have around? Is that really the way to go?
Buttered sculptures are really yummy, but probably not for you, Lee. Anyway, there's a statistic out there that says you really don't need to gain 6 tons on a cruise. I mean, on a cruise when you go on it. And that's talking about all of the passengers, not just one of you. But these days, there are such a variety of changes that have happened in the cruise industry that the Lido deck is still there for those who want to go and do that and have the buttered sculpture. But there is another side of it that has come out. The wellness centers, the spas, they're becoming a whole part of the ship where they're including all types of things, including spa cuisine.
Right.
Now, most of us look at that and think, oh, yummy bean sprouts. But I'll let Gayla continue with some of the other part of it.
The spas today have actually become an entire program on the cruise ships. You can book yourself on a beautiful cruise, and the spa rivals anything that you would find on a land resort these days. I'm sure all of you and your listeners have heard of Canyon Ranch.
Sure.
And the Golden Door, and, of course, the beautiful, oh, my gosh, the spa that knocked your socks off over at the Wynn Encore in Las Vegas. So there are land resorts everywhere that have spas, and today the cruise ships actually have dedicated quite a bit of square footage to health and wellness. Some cruise ships will have 20,000 square feet dedicated to their health and wellness. Part of the programs that you'll see on many of the cruise ships, in addition to yoga and other types of programs, you'll also have enrichment programs. So they'll help teach you a little bit and to learn how to eat smart, work out, watch your cholesterol, those types of programs.
Right.
You can work with a personal trainer these days. So you can get on board and you can shed a few pounds instead of gaining the 6 tons.
Now, Gayla, are there a lot of cruises out there that have fitness themes or like a wellness theme, like, you know, where you're going away just to get healthy or
You mentioned the Canyon Ranch, you can go there for
right.
a week and, you know, just for the purpose of losing weight. Mm-hmm. Do they have cruises that are set up that same way?
They absolutely do. Captain Reitz has a couple of ideas for you the ships actually have entire areas where you book to go on that ship just to experience the spa environment. So you have special suites and cabins that are on the spa level. So you're going on that cruise to experience what that spa has to offer. But the benefit of all that is that you can get off that ship and you can go and have a wonderful shore excursion at the same time. So while you're there, yes, to experience the spa like you would at Canyon Ranch, at the end of the day, you're at Canyon Ranch. But at the end of the day, when you're on a cruise, you can get off at that port and go experience whatever that port has to offer. So it becomes a whole lot more, which makes it far more valuable to you as a cruiser because you're getting so many other things included in your cruise experience.
Now, do you have any tips? Like, what are some ways that the just a regular passenger can get some freebies or some deals?
Free? What do you mean freebies?
Because they travel, so they know all the ins and outs of the little secrets to
upgrade. You mean like free chocolates on your pillow? What
upgrades,
do you mean by
upgrades? Free treatments.
I gotcha. Is there any way to get any of the goodies? Any way that anything you need to know about that?
Well, I'll let Gayla handle that one because she does. She knows all of the tips. But I'll throw in the one about the airfare to go to the cruise.
Yeah.
If you would go online or call your travel concierge, of course that would be us, on Tuesday nights and Wednesday nights between midnight and 3, and have a look there. That's when you'll find your lowest airfares. I got to caution you, if you see one that looks reasonable, you better grab it because there's not 1,000 seats at that price.
Oh, wow. Wow, that sounds
A small tip for you.
Awesome, very good. Now, anything? What about? Is there a certain time of the year, Gayla, that you need to know about? Like, when's the best time to book some of these trips? Is and sometimes that you should kind of stay away from because of the heightened season.
Well, of course, when you're looking at traveling, the most advantageous point of getting the best fares is to travel off-season. It doesn't matter if you're going to do a land cruise, a resort, whatever. If you go off-season, you will by far have the best rate.
What is off-season?
Yeah, what's off-season?
Well, everything has a different season. You know, in Las Vegas, off-season typically is in the middle of winter. Because it's cold in Las Vegas. People don't realize that, hey, this is a desert. It's cold there.
Right.
So typically off-season is winter in Las Vegas. Although Las Vegas is really, really hot in the summer, but that's typical high tourist season. If you go to the resort areas down in the Caribbean, that area, typically hurricane season is off-season for them. It's questionable. You know, people think, oh, my gosh, what if there's a hurricane and my vacation is going to get ruined? Well, the resorts and the travel agents have actually planned around that, and so we do have escape routes and things that we use to help passengers along the way. So, you know, it depends on where you're going to go. Also, if you're doing a cruise, and especially if you're doing a health and wellness cruise, and you're going to be doing some other things like maybe getting Botox treatments.
Oh, wow.
And medical types of a spa.
Can you get a lipo
or bariatric surgery?
Yeah, that's a good combo. Get that mixed
well,
together.
Well, interesting. Yeah, interesting you mentioned that. We actually have heard of a woman, instead of living at a retirement community, she is cruising the world.
Oh, wow. That's her deal.
Instead of living in a retirement community where she sees the same people every day and she sees the same four walls, she's cruising the world and she is seeing every part of the world with different people, different experiences, and different flavors every day. And part of that is that she has medical staff on board. Of course, you know, not for severe medical issues, but there is medical on board. And she's being treated to some great spa experiences along the way. You know, if you are traveling and you're getting off in Kushadasi, you can go to some of the hammams there that will just knock your socks off. So while you can't even enjoy the spa and massages on board, you can get off of the ship and go and experience some of the spas and the offerings that they have on shore as well, which will be fabulous. But, you know, you're getting back to your little freebies. How do you get those
things?
Yeah,
the freebies, right, right.
Well, part of what people don't realize is that if you book early, you will actually get some of the best deals.
If you book early, okay.
If you book early. Now, because you will also get what it is you want. People say, well, you know, what if I book late? Then they're going to be anxious to fill up those last remaining cabins. Well, that may be true, but you may be stuck in a lower deck in an inside cabin, and maybe that's not quite what you had in mind.
Now,
you have to kind of, you know, weigh what it is that you really want. What is it that you want? And that's something that your travel concierge will ask you.
Now,
you know, what is it that you really want?
I got you. Now,
and then we can help you.
Is there a certain place that you need to avoid on the boat, like where to be, like so you don't like don't go by the engines? You know, if you want to sleep well, is there a certain place you need to know, like any of those little tricks? Any like if you're going to be on the boat,
absolutely. The closer that you can get to the middle of the ship,
yeah,
and the higher up, the higher decks on the ship, that's the more comfortable ride, especially people who are prone to seasickness and that type of thing. It's also quieter there, because in the front you have the anchors coming down when you get to the ports of call you're going to, and in the back you have the engines.
Wow, that's good. That Lee, you hear that? That's what we got to do. We're going
to
get on the boat. We got to go in the middle,
yeah,
top.
And you don't want to be near the people who do the rowing.
And this is what I want to do. I want to book a cruise with Captain Doug and Gayla together, because I know if I'm on that cruise, that's going to be the best cruise that there is out there. So that's where...
Absolutely, it will.
And to get to where people can contact both of you is at atravelcrew.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. And crew is C-R-E-W.
C-R-E-W.
Or we have the phone number, which would be 239-592-7233.
Captain Doug and Gayla Raitz, we really appreciate you both coming on today, and we look forward to talking in the near future, and especially when other great things that might come up in travel and your travel plans. We'd love to have you back on the show and talk more about that.
Well, we appreciate that, Dr. Fitness, and we have a free gift for your listeners, if we may.
Sure.
If they would go to atravelcrew.com and click on the free giveaway button, they'll come across your banner, the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy banner. Click on it, and there's a free gift waiting for them, and we hope
wow.
they enjoy it.
Awesome. Lee, I hope that...
You think it's a cruise?
It might be. It might be some DVDs. Might yeah. be DVDs or some books from us. Anyway, thanks, guys, so much. We look forward to talking in the near future.
We really enjoyed it. Take care.
Take care, guys. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Captain Doug and Gayla Raitz. Check them out at atravelcrew.com, and when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Go to our Facebook page right now. Click it on, sign up, become one of our buddies, one of our friends. It shouldn't be friends. It should be, what should it be? Buddies, friend? What's another word for friend?
Acquaintance.
Acquaintances? Yeah. Anyway, go sign up, join up on our site, and check out our new book. It's just about to come out, 35 Ways to Raise Active Kids by Turner Publishing. We're really fired up about it, and I know I am. You may not be so excited about
I'm
it.
I'm extremely excited.
You are excited? That's how you show excitement?
Yes.